And they said, in our view, yeah, that's right. Some people may quit, maybe 3%. But more may quit when they discover they have to work together with unvaccinated others, because that means they may get the disease. Okay? And more will quit because they'll be maybe die, or maybe they'll be in the hospital, or maybe they'll be sick and have to stay home for 2 weeks. So they did the pros and cons. So I'd like to take Justice Kagan's questions, which I think I share on the merits, and just ask you, are you asking us both still to issue a stay today, tomorrow, Monday, and why?
Thank you for the question. We are seeking an immediate stay. As an initial matter, I think Alabama Realtors takes their arguments about the beneficial effects of their illegal action off the table. If the court considers it illegal, then it's not in the public interest and it's proper to enjoin it. Now, the court may say, or say it rather, the court may decide that there's a better way to unwind the illegal action than a judicial action. And I think that's what Justice Kavanaugh's concurrence in the first Alabama Realtors got to. But what it can't do is say, we judge that these are very, in our view, this illegal action will lead to good effects, and so we will allow that to happen. To Justice Kagan's question about the who decides point, Congress told us who decides. The 2112, 28 U.S.C. 2112 says that courts can issue stays, and the reason for that is they recognize that this was without notice and comment, and unless the courts could step in to abate illegal actions, nobody would be able to do so. And that's especially important here, where the action there, in our view, mandating, but at least strongly encouraging vaccination, cannot be undone. Finally, the other point in the public interest is that one awkwardness of this situation is that the ETS is focused on what was really a different pandemic. It's all about the Delta variant. Now we are on to Omicron, and as my presence here as a triple vaccinated individual by phone suggests, and as Justice Sotomayor suggested, and as the amicus brief from the American Commitment Foundation shows, vaccines do not appear to be very effective in stopping the spread of transmission. They are very effective in stopping severe consequences, and that's why our states strongly urge people to get them. But I think that makes it very hard to look at the numbers they give and assume that they still apply today.